Support for KNKX comes from the Great Washington Shakeout. What would you do if the ground shook in the grocery store aisle, at home, or at work? Join the largest statewide earthquake drill on October 18th. Sign up to drop cover and hold on. Get prepared and learn why you should be 2 weeks ready. Register at shakeout.org/Washington.
It's time now for Weather with Cliff Mass and KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
And it feels like rain. And it feels like rain.
That's right, a showery weekend ahead of us and not much in the way of warmth. Maybe a good weekend to curl up with a good book. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. He's going to give us some more analysis of Hurricane Florence. How well was it forecast? Also, some facts that may surprise you. First, let's get the forecast around here. Cliff, it's been pretty wet this morning.
That's right. This was the heaviest rain we've had all summer. Some places it was really pouring. And that's important because that gets water into the soil. So that's going to make a big difference for the plants. I'm afraid that this weekend looks like a pretty showery one. Not all the time, but we have an upper level trough that's over us. It's going to be reinforced on Sunday. And that's going to bring on and off showers, maybe even a few thunderstorms in western Washington and on the west side of the Cascades. So, you know, if you want to get dry, go to the other side of the mountains. But I think that the temperatures are only going to get into the lower 60s at the highest. And, you know, we may have a few periods where the sun breaks through, but showers will follow pretty soon after. Fortunately, next week there's an improving trend. This trough is going to move out. High pressure builds in on Monday and Tuesday. So I think Monday through Thursday will probably be pretty much dry. Temperatures moving up to the mid-60s, maybe upper 60s. Forget about heat waves, no smoke in western Washington. You know, we've made the transition and we are not going back.
All right. Well, let's talk about Hurricane Florence now. It's all over the news, of course. And last week we talked about the different forecast models for predicting where it would go and how intense it would be. And you got the right track going further south. How well did the forecasting community do overall?
Well, this storm is a perfect example of what our strengths and weaknesses are in hurricane forecasting. Days before, a week before, we had the track pretty much right. Virtually all the models had the track pretty much right going into the Carolinas. So that's a stunning achievement in itself. But our forecast of intensity was not so good. Several of the models were forecasting the storm to be too strong and too weak when it was offshore. And most of them were forecasting that the storm would come in as a much more powerful storm than it actually did. Florence came in last night as a Category 1 storm. That's the weakest hurricane. Winds gusting only to 85, 90 miles per hour. Well, that's pretty good, but that's a weak hurricane, and that's what we got. So the forecast of intensity has always been our weak spot, especially a few days out. We couldn't even do it well 2 days out. But the track, where that storm was going, that we can do. And we can do that because our models are pretty good in getting the large-scale flow. And that steers the hurricane, so we can get the steering right. But to forecast the internal dynamics of these storms, which controls the intensity, that we're not so good at.
But in some ways, the intensity is less dramatic than the track because what people are really focused on is the flooding and the storm surge, right?
That's right. Track is clearly the most important. If you know that, you got to worry. But it'd be nice if we got the intensity of these storms right as well.
Right. Now, another thing you've mentioned to me is the frequency of these storms. It feels like we're having a lot of hurricanes lately, but that's not really the case.
That's true. I mean, there's some misinformation or misunderstanding of the frequency of these hurricanes hitting the United States. It turns out that if you look at the statistics, and there's been a number of papers on this and government statistics, it turns out that the number of storms, hurricanes, hitting the United States has actually dropped in the last several decades. So it's actually a declining trend. Now, we can have some big years. 2005 was a big year with Katrina, for instance. But in general, the frequency of landfalling hurricanes is declining. And we're not sure how long that's going to keep up. Eventually, later in the century, as the temperatures warm up, we do expect the more intense hurricanes to increase in frequency. But we're not sure about the frequency overall and also the frequency hitting the United States.
And strangely, there's kind of a downside to that, you were telling me.
Well, the fact that we've had less major landfalls during the last several decades has encouraged people to move to the coast. There's been tremendous amount of development along the coast of the Southeast United States, large increases in populations and buildings and coastal developments, and that makes us more vulnerable. So even if the hurricane trend is not increasing, the damage trend is increasing, and that's because we have so many assets on the coast today.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time via Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.